What if you give it everything you have and you come up short? What if you get weak along the way and you throw in a towel on yourself? You surrender to your emotions. What then?
Everybody tripping through something. Everybody, I don't care who you are, you're going through something. But your great life is in front of you. It's not behind you. What you did back there ain't got nothing to do with what God got for you. What you did back there was learn the lessons to get you to where you are at this particular moment right here.
Maybe being weary doesn't mean you're weak.
We're in hell right now. And we can stay here, get the kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell, one inch at a time.
It's okay to fall, because when you fall, you get back up.
What I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it, because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through if they decide to. Push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive. Listen to me very closely. Y'all running from obstacles when in fact it's the obstacle that's going to take you to the next level. Like, y'all running from pain. Y'all running from challenges. You telling me how difficult your life is. Do you understand it is the difficulty that's going to prepare you and take you to that next level?
You ready to quit? You ready to give up? You ready to give in? You ready to tell me what's not working? Who doing this? What's wrong? If you're not ready to get up every day and start all over again like nothing happened yesterday. Phenomenally skilled is cute, but it is a phenomenal will that says every time I get knocked down, I will get back up and I will succeed. I will not surrender.
As you go through the challenges of life and you look at it and embrace whatever comes to you, don't run from it. Step toward it. Don't try and duck it like most people do. See, most people want it easy. See, easy come, easy go. But when you go at what you're going to deal with and you deal with the difficulties of it, when you handle those hard things close at hand, making those hard decisions right now that you don't want to make, but you know that in order for you to get where you want to go, this is one of the hoops that you have to flip through.
This is what you do. You are built for this. You would just believe that your day coming, that the sacrifices you are making today, they gonna pay off. But if you do not believe, it ain't gonna happen. Keep fighting in the midst of the struggle. Keep fighting. Keep thinking positive. You only lose when you quit.
It'd be one thing if life was like NASCAR. When you only have one lap left, they wave the white flag to let you know this is the last one. This is it. If you can make it around here, your race is done. But life doesn't wave a white flag. So then we wave our white flag, not even knowing that just around the next turn, just around the next sacrifice, just if you can make it through this season, just if you don't give up in this trial, see, the reason you can't stop is because you might be so close. Wouldn't it be a shame for you to quit when you're this close? Wouldn't it be a shame for you to walk away when you've come this far? Wouldn't it be horrible for you to bail out when you're just this close to victory? You can't walk by what you see. You can't give up because it doesn't feel good. You can't let people talk you out of it. You can't let your emotions stop you from moving forward.
Keep believing, keep moving, keep marching, keep crawling, keep inching. This might be the day. This might be the one.